From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Job, it's going to be interesting tomorrow, isn't it?
It is. So we get a big data dump on the labour market this week. So you get to see the unemployment rate, and then we get what's called the household labour force survey, the quarterly employment survey. We get data on wages and all that. So labour market's still very important for the central bank, although the main focus of the policy targets agreement is now inflation, but all due for release on Wednesday. Mike, the general expectation is that we will see a softening in the labour market. It's really the extent of that. But also, Mike, I think it's really important to note here that a softening in the labour market doesn't mean that the labour market is soft. It's just that we've had these demographic changes, so a lot of migration. It's resulted in a big shift in the supply of labour. So you've got more growth in sort of population growth is quite high. So you've got more growth in supply potentially than there is in the number of jobs available. So unemployment rate, everybody always wants to see what that is. Expectations are that it's going to be in the low fours, so creeping up a bit. But as I'm just about to talk about, I guess the risk is that if the labour market comes in a little bit stronger than that, then it could be closer to four, which in other words, it's not really moving. So look, yesterday, Mike, we had the release of the monthly employment indicators. This is jobs data based on income tax info, investigates what they call the number of filled jobs. They rose 0.4% in March, which was a little higher than expected, but balancing it off, the number for February was revised down from 0.3 to 0.1. That tends to give you a good read on what you may see in the household labour force survey. If we look at the whole quarter, number of filled jobs up 0.5%. Yeah, so that's sort of a possibility that's a little bit higher than expected. Interesting composition, though. Younger age groups, number of filled jobs much weaker than the number of filled jobs for older age groups. So younger people always tend to feel the pain first when these things happen.
All right, we'll see what happens tomorrow with the official number. Household living costs, yep. I know what happened with that number. It's up. It's up too much. It's too expensive. Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yesterday, the stats released household living cost inflation. So it's a different data series from consumer price inflation, which is generally how we look at the change in the cost of stuff. And it's an interesting illustration that data doesn't always sort of reflect real life experiences when we look at CPI, because by its very nature, data is all about averages. It doesn't sort of highlight the pinch and pain points. These household living cost indexes are quite a bit higher than CPI inflation. And why is that? It's because the household living cost index includes interest costs now, which for many families, many households, of course, is a very important input into their weekly, fortnightly budget. So the cost of living for average New Zealand households increased 6.2% in the 12 months at the end of March. So it's moving in the right direction, Mike. It's fallen from 7% in the 12 months to Dec 23. But you may recall, and if you don't, I'll help you out on this, CPI inflation is running quite a bit lower than this. It's running at 4%. So interest costs do make quite a bit of difference. The household living one doesn't include the cost of building a new house, but that's not been increasing at the same rate as interest costs have climbed. So if you want to know the number, interest payments increased 28% in the 12 months to the end of the March quarter. So you can see why interest rate relief at some point is important. Of course, if interest rates stay stable, Mike, I mean, the rate of change actually stabilizes. So this measure of inflation would actually decline if interest rates just stay where they are. But of course, we've got to wait and see. But at 6.2%, that's a pretty chunky lift in the cost of living, isn't it?
I reckon it is. What are the numbers?
Yeah. It's looking good on the US markets at the moment as we look at them. The Dow Jones is up 137 points, 0.36%, 38,375. The S&P 500 up about a quarter of a percent, 5114, and the NASDAQ up about a third of a percent, 15,981. Overnight, the FTSE 100 just gained 7,8147. The Nikkei gained 0.8 of a percent, so quite strong, 37,934. Shanghai Composite up a similar percentage, 0.79, 3113. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 0.81 of a percent, 7637. We had a good day on the NZX 50, up 0.94 of a percent, 111 points, 11,916. Kiwi's quite strong at the moment, 0.5980 against the US, 0.9103 Aussie, 0.5577 Euro, 0.4760 pounds, 93.38 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,341 and Brent crude still holding up there, $88.29.
Have a great one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.